Good morning, fellow sojourners. It is the 4th of October 2023, and today's teaching is titled, How Do You See Yourself? When a powerful enemy or trial and tribulation is standing in front of you, do you boldly stand up to that enemy or do you shrink back? You see, we can only boldly stand up to our enemy if we as believers operate in the God-given power and authority that is in us. And also, if we proclaim the promises of God over that situation. But in order to get to this point, we need to know who we are in Christ and what we have in Christ. But what does that mean? So often we hear there's so many teachings about identity and more specifically our identity in Christ. And let me tell you, this is one of the broadest topics that you'll ever find. And I believe that a lot of it is that you've got to do some self-study there and get your own revelation. But our identity in Christ really speaks about us seeing ourselves through the eyes of God instead of our own human ability. One of the most important things for us in our Christian walk is that we need to take stock of how we see ourselves. So often we have a warped or distorted view of ourselves, and that is why it is so difficult sometimes to stand our ground in the day of adversity. Look at the following biblical examples of this point. The story of the 12 spies is a common story or a well-known story, and we know that Moses sends 12 spies into the land of Canaan after their exodus from Egypt. And we'll see that when Caleb comes back, one of the spies, his report is pretty good. He says, "Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it." However, what's really, really fascinating is the other spies and their response to what he just said there. They comment, "The land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it were men of great stature. There we saw giants, and we were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight." Take note of their words, "We were like grasshoppers in our own sight, and so we were in their sight." How sad is that? Even though their original assessment determined that they were well able to overcome the land, they disqualified themselves because they saw themselves as weak, and they never ever got to enter the promised land. They became so fearful that they refused to go in and take the land that God had promised them. And so instead, God led them back into the wilderness until an entire faithless generation had died off. Our biggest stumbling block to walking in victory is therefore not seeing ourselves correctly. Time and time again we see it. Moses got it wrong when God asked him to go out and save his people, and he gives him 5 excuses. Listen to this. The first one is, "I don't have the ability." The second one, "I don't know what to say." The third one, "I don't have any authority or position." The fourth one, "I am not a good speaker." And the fifth one is, "Oh my Lord, please send someone else." But we all know how powerfully God worked through Moses. Gideon also gets it wrong. God speaks to him and he sends him to save Israel. And Gideon replies and says, or at least the Lord firstly, when he calls him, says, "The Lord is with you, mighty man of valor." Listen to Gideon's response. He says, "Oh my Lord, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh and I am the least in my father's house." Can you see the stark difference between God's view of them and their view of themselves? Another stumbling block that gives us the wrong view of ourselves is when we focus on what the enemy tells us about ourselves. In the same story that I told you about now, if you listen to the end part there, after stating that the spies saw themselves as grasshoppers, they go on to say about their enemies, "And so we were in their sight." I've often wondered how they came to that conclusion, because it's highly unlikely that they would have asked the enemy what they thought of them. And so I can only surmise that they assume that the enemies were seeing them as grasshoppers as well. The irony is, however, that if we really knew what the enemy saw in us, we would have no trouble walking in victory. In Judges 7, we see how Gideon sets out to follow God's instruction and to fight the Midianites. And you'll recall how God decreases the Israelite army down to 300 men through a process of elimination to go against the massive army of the Midianites. God then tells Gideon that if he is afraid, he needs to go down to the camp and to listen to what the enemy is saying about him. And this is his words. It says, because it would encourage you to attack. The King James Version reads, thine hand shall be strengthened to go down unto the host. I just want to make a comment here. Interestingly enough, when they describe the size of the Midianite army, they describe them as grasshoppers for multitude. And so in verse 13, as Gideon approaches the Midianite camp, he hears a man relaying a dream that a cake of barley bread tumbled onto the Midianites and destroyed them. And the fellow that's sitting with him answers, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. For into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host. Can you see how different the enemy saw them compared to what they themselves saw themselves as? So, how do we ensure that we have the correct view of ourselves? And there is only one way. We need to search the pages of the Word of God and discover what God says about us. No other opinion of us, including our own, is important. And the more we focus on the truth about who we are in Christ, we start operating in our God-given power and authority. And as we proclaim the promises of God over our situation, we are able to boldly stand up against our enemy and weather any trial and tribulation. Let me leave you with two powerful promises from the Word of God about who we are. Colossians 2, verse 9 to 10 says, for in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. In Luke 10, verse 19, it says, behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. My prayer is that you would find yourself in the Word of God and hear what He has to say about you. And I know that not only will it encourage you, like it says in the Word when it was speaking about Gideon, but it will also strengthen your hand to be able to achieve or go through anything. And so I pray that you'll have a blessed week this week, and we'll chat again next week. God bless.